United States Congresswoman Kristi Noem is on her way back to Washington. Voters supported her bid for re-election to the state's only seat in the U.S. House of Representatives.
U.S. Congresswoman Kristi Noem says the vote reveals the principles South Dakotans want in a leader. She says Republicans tend to want more limited government and Democrats prefer government to play a bigger role.
So to see the message of the Republican Party resonating across the state of South Dakota, for me, is encouraging because obviously I believe in the platform of the Republican Party that taxes should be low, that regulations should not weigh you down and cost you money, that prevents you from having extra money to spend on your family, that we should have opportunities to make decisions for our own lives, not have healthcare policy that takes those decisions away from us. So those are the solutions that we're pursuing, and I'm hopeful with strong leadership we can get them done.
Noem defeated challenger Paula Hawks. The state representative says she concedes the race. Hawks also says she isn't done fighting for South Dakotans who are at disadvantages. Hawks says the odds are against Democrats in South Dakota. She says it's people who face tough odds that inspire her campaign.
I think about the little girl on a reservation, a victim of zip code, that if the statistics tell you anything, is five times more likely to suffer from diseases we've eliminated almost everywhere else, like tuberculosis. Four times more likely to attempt suicide, twice as likely to be raped. She's going to have to beat those odds too.
Hawks says women in the workplace and students who face college debt are also against the odds. Hawks says Democrats in South Dakota must rebuild their party. She says they have to blame themselves for not providing competition against Republican candidates. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Keeley Boltina in Sioux Falls.